signs have been filed off, they said. Why? They found the receipt for the 9mm handgun in his backpack. So apparently, there's no point in filing off the serial numbers there. They say the bag also contained two knives and additional ammunition for the two guns. Legal permanent resident aliens may purchase firearms in the state of Virginia. A resident alien must, however, provide additional identification to prove he or she is a resident of the state, which apparently he did. Now, you know, the guy spent some time in an institution. You'd think that that may have come into play, but maybe I'm wrong. Cho's identity has been confirmed by matching fingerprints on his guns with his immigration records. Cho, according to law enforcement officials, had entered the country through Detroit with his family in 1992 at the age of 8. He last renewed his green card in 2003. Reporters continue to ask today why administrators did not cancel classes after the first shooting and why it took more than 2 hours to inform the university community via email about the first incident. The first email notifying students of the dorm shooting was not sent by the school until 9:24 a.m., by which time the second shooting was already over. So, stay with us here, folks. We have to pause for a brief station identification, but we'll be back in about 90 seconds with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel or Jeff Bennett help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Be confused? Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Very excited that you're here. It is Saturday, April 21st, 2007, about 3 minutes past 2 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone, and I'm glad you're with us. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org, and maybe you're listening at our website, franklyspeakingradio.com. Lots of great information there, courtesy of Webmaster James, who does such a phenomenal job. Well, our phone number, 800-313-9443, and I know a lot of people have, you know, sort of called in, and some have gotten through, some have dropped off. Well, just one of those things, folks. Once I get started on the news segments, I don't like to stop, but I do pause periodically between them. So anyway, the reporters were asking why the administrators did not cancel classes, why the student body was alerted to the shootings via email after the first incident, 2 hours after the first incident, I should say. At that point, the second incident had already ended. It said, according to President Charles Steger, the administration locked down West Ambler Johnson Hall dormitory after the first shooting, but he said classes were not canceled because the shooting was believed to be tied to a domestic dispute, and campus police believed the shooter had left campus. But again, an assumption. And everybody knows when you make an assumption, you make an ass out of you, an umption. So what were they thinking? Steger said, quote, the second shooting, no one predicted that it was going to happen that morning. So if you're talking about locking it down, what is it you're going to lock down? It's like closing a city. It doesn't happen simultaneously, end quote. Unbelievable. Do you hear the sort of self-righteousness? What? What are you going to do, lock down the whole school? It's like closing a city. It happened simultaneously? You didn't even try. That's the real point here. Why aren't reporters following up on that angle? This guy's outraged. What? Close down the whole? Are you crazy? And how about this? The second shooting, no one predicted it was going to happen that morning. What? So you knew a second shooting was going to happen, or you predicted it was going to happen? But the point is, you knew there was two deaths on your campus, and you didn't do anything about it. It's like closing a city. Yeah, well, they've closed the city before. Now listen to this. Police documents today showed authorities suspected Cho may have been the source of two bomb threats last week targeting Virginia Tech engineering buildings. So here's the thing. They knew he was the guy from the first one, okay? Because at least they knew descriptions. There was an incident in the hallway, okay, whereas you know, somebody called a resident advisor or whatever to go and sort it out, or a neighbor or something like that, and both were shot. Now, let me tell you something. Anybody who's ever lived in a dorm knows that you can't hear two gunshots and not know what they are. It's very, very close living quarters. So two gunshots. You're telling me somebody didn't look out at the people and see a guy? They didn't call somebody? Of course they did. They received calls. Now, the calls weren't like, I heard two noises. They were probably some of those, but there were probably also ones that said, man, I just saw a guy walk out of this room with a gun. What did it look like? He was like, looked like this, 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 and this. Now, again, somebody probably knew this guy. If he was harassing this girl, this is not the first. Walk up to a strange girl and say, I'm so mad at you because you've been dating other guys. And she's like, who are you? Unlikely. The other thing, too, they said a domestic dispute. So it's a domestic dispute. That doesn't require safety measures or any protocols. Protocols they have implemented before, like the three times they had bomb threats last week. So apparently they just, oh, come on. We already evacuated this. We locked down the school three times last week because of bombs. We did it 8 months ago at the beginning of the semester. That's just, you know, the whole lucky. Now, just let somebody get killed. It's fine. Who cares? It would seem so. Now, the interesting thing about it, they locked down the campus last week because of three bomb threats. Now, it says here, police documents today showed authorities suspected Cho may have been the source of two bombs last week. So they knew he was a suspect. So given the information after the first shooting, okay, there were some, given the fact they already suspect him for bomb threats, why wouldn't they go to his dorm room first? That's an important question, and nobody's asking it. Stay with us. We're back in three.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd try it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator, that the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.liberynow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Madden, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formula like Cartavite, and you see someone who can really walk up a hill now going for regular jog 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. you'll find that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do it, baby.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frank Speaking Radio. I'm your host, Frank Whalen, and continuing with this story, police documents today showed authorities suspected Cho may have been the source of two bomb threats last week. So they knew that he was a suspect, and again, they did nothing about it. The first of the two threats was directed at Torgerson Hall, a classroom and laboratory building, while the second was directed at Moulton Engineering buildings. Students and staff were evacuated, and the university sent out emails across campus offering a $5,000 reward for information about the threats. Students were evacuated. So there you go. A bomb threat, a completely different response than murder on the Virginia Tech University campus. That's just despicable. Again, the shooting today at NASA took place by an employee of an engineering firm, and I think that's intriguing because, again, the target of bomb threats were engineering buildings. Now, you could say, well, you know, it's just a coincidence. That's fine. It very well could be, but I don't leave anything simply to coincidence these days. I don't believe in it. Fox News, April 17th. Parents of a Virginia Tech student expressed outrage Monday at what they call an inadequate response by college brass, the worst mass murder shooting in American history. John and Jennifer Swords of Lovettsville, Virginia, demanded the immediate firings of UC President Charles Steger and Virginia Tech campus police chief W.R. Flincham, who he said screwed up the handling of separate shooting incidents that left 33 students dead, including the shooter. Said John Shorts, quote, "My God, if someone shoots somebody out there, there should have been an immediate lockdown of the campus. They totally blew it. The president blew it. The police blew it," end quote. And I agree. The Shorts said they received a call from their daughter, Alexandra, a freshman at the college in Blacksburg, who was unsure of how to handle a vague university email received around 9:20 a.m. regarding the first shooting incident that happened at West Ambler Johnson Hall around 7:15 a.m. Later, it was learned that a lone gunman entered the hall, killed two buildings away from Alexandra's dorm, opened fire, killing two people. Short said the email left no detailed information of how the student should proceed and did not call for campus lock. There were no public safety announcements or warnings before the second shooting at Norris Hall that killed 30 people. They have loudspeakers. They've used them before. They didn't on Monday. Why? John Short said he told his daughter to stay put and avoid her 10 a.m. class until the university sent more information. Thank God for that. At about 9:50, Alexandra told her father a subsequent email was sent to students instructing them to stay put and not go anywhere, which is exactly what her father told her to do, which a thing. An email announcing the cancellation of classes for the day didn't come till 10:16 a.m., said John Shorts. So the shooting was over by the time he received the first email, which is around 9:20, 9:25. They were already doing press conferences with the media about the shootings at that point. And then here you've got email the canceled classes for the day didn't come until 10:16 a.m. John Short said many lives could have been saved had the school locked down the campus immediately after the first shooting, saying, quote, "A lockdown may not have stopped the killing, but it could have lessened the tragedy," end quote. And I agree with that. Short said he believes the school delayed the call to lock down the school because there was only approximately two left until the end of the semester. I don't see how that's relevant, but I think there was an issue of maybe keeping it under wraps. If they locked down the campus, if they had canceled all the classes and all that stuff, the media would have gotten worse. Students would have called. The media would have shown up, and they would have had a public relations situation. The second one in a year. And again, after two or three bomb threats last week, too, you know, would have looked very bad for them. So I think they wanted to kind of keep it under wraps, which is why they didn't tell the students till 2 hours after the first executions. So they screwed up, and they're trying to cover their butts, I think, point. Short said he and his family have felt anger, fear, and indignation over the day's events. The Shorts have been trying to contact their daughter as much as possible, and John Short said they would have been on their way to see Alexandra had they had any success in booking hotels in the Blacksburg area. Now, they don't have any hotels because the media has filled them up, which we've already covered, and we'll cover again. He said no apology or excuse will meet his satisfaction with the ouster of the university's without the ouster of the university's top officials. He wasn't pleased with Steger's comments after the incident either. Neither am I, because he's like, "What are you talking about? It's so hard to do. It's like locking down a whole city." Then you need to leave. The campus security people do need to leave also, and you need to bring in new people who have the capacity to do this should it ever come up again. Said Shorts, quote, "I hold this president completely liable. They are cowards. They can't come out and say they made a mistake," end quote. Shorts said he is second-guessing his decision to push his daughter towards Virginia Tech, where several of his nieces and nephews have attended. Many of those relatives have called to offer support to the family, and Shorts said many are equally displeased with the university's initial response. He said he initially expected the university to respond as it did to an incident in August during Alexander's first day of class when the campus was locked down due to a manhunt over an escaped inmate who allegedly killed a hospital guard and a sheriff's deputy. His daughter told him she received an email warning while in class of a lockdown of all academic buildings that day. Virginia Tech student carries a laptop. Now, here's the thing. They canceled school at the beginning of school. I think it was the first day of school. Yes, the first day of school in August. They locked down the school on the first day. The first day! How did they do that? How did they lock down a city on the first day of school? The first day of school is always crazy. People run around not knowing where buildings are, not knowing where the classrooms are, not sure what classes they have. People are still trying to get to know their roommates, get to know their teachers, get to know their fellow classmates, try to sort out what their class load is going to be, where their classes are, when they are, and get into a whole new routine. They're able to lock down the campus then for an incident that happened virtually on campus, but not quite. Because it was a deputy who got killed, because it was a hospital guard who got killed, and it was a prison guard. But this was a student incident, and they wanted to try to cover it up, and they screwed it up. And they do need to be fired for this. This is outrageous. It's not going to make anything better. It's not going to make any. Trust me, this president and this chief of campus security, oh, trust me, they're not going to screw around anymore. But at what cost? Anyway, so she received an email while in class of a lockdown of all academic buildings that day, meaning the one in August. Short said, quote, "There are also your systems attached to poles along the campus that the warning system worked," end quote. Meaning, basically, it worked in August, and it would have been fine to do it this time, but they didn't use it. John Short said he had doubts about the effectiveness of Virginia Tech's campus police from the start. He called the force, quote, "an Andy Griffith Barney Fife operation," end quote. Yeah. He said, quote, "they're a really small police force for 20,000 students, and they're not the best and the brightest," end quote. He said he trusts the school will do the right in his opinion and fire Steger and Flincham immediately. And they should, if only for people's mindsets, you know, for the peace of mind. This one, going back to Roanoke.com, where they had the timeline of events, it says Cho Sung-hu bought one of the two handguns used in yesterday's Virginia Tech massacre at a Roanoke gun shop. John Markle, owner of Roanoke Firearms on Cove Road, said today that three agents from the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives visited his shop yesterday. One of the agents told him the Glock 19 shop sold Cho about 5 weeks ago was used in the mass shooting. Markle said he was not in the shop when Cho bought the gun, said nothing stood out about the purchase. Cho produced a Virginia driver's license, a checkbook, and a matching address, and an immigration card. Cho is a resident alien from South Korea. Stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific. It's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since the coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yes, coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call Toby. 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. Billions of people desperately searching for a fresh start. North American Educational Services is here to help regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us, above us only sky. Imagine no people living for today. Imagine there's no to kill or die for, no religion to. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say I'm a dreamer,
yes. Start that new world order any day now, right? Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am finishing up the story here. Talking about the gun shop where he had purchased a gun. It said Cho pays $571 for the gun and a box of 50 9mm bullets. I don't know of any college students who got $600 in their pocket, but maybe that's just me when I went to college. Anyway, Markle said he opened Roanoke Firearms in 1998, saying, quote, I've sold 160,000 guns, and out of those, half a dozen have been used for homicides and suicides. I know it's a tiny percentage, but it just absolutely tears me up every time it happens. It's bad watching the news to find out what he did, but to find out he bought it here makes it so much worse, quote. I feel for that guy. I think that's awful, because apparently everything was fairly legal. Although, again, last time I checked, there was a waiting period and a background check, and they should have come across the mental instability issues. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. I thought that's how it worked.
Hey, Frank, you want to hear the really sick thing, though?
Sure.
The really sick thing is when the police confiscate that gun, they go through, you know, whatever they got to go through, and they go to sell that gun, they're going to go for an extreme amount of money.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
That's the sick thing about this whole thing is some sick, I can't say that. Some sick
person
will likely pay a lot of money to have two guns, and then they'll put them on eBay, which will get even more money.
I was going
to
say, I'm kind of surprised they don't have, like, bloody shirt from the Virginia Tech massacre.
I'm waiting for that. I think I'm going to do that this weekend, look on eBay.
Go ahead and look now. What are you doing? Nothing.
No, just running a radio show. Nothing at all. Just keeping you on the air.
Yes.
I'm willing that there's going to be some of that stuff put on the web. And the sick, probably maybe bullet shells and that other good stuff. So I guarantee somebody will be some personal profit from this.
Wouldn't surprise me, brother. Would not surprise me at all.
It's
well,
sick.
It is, and I don't know. Anyway, this happened. This happened today. Now, obviously, Monday was the shooting. Tuesday was a lot of the coverage. This happened Wednesday morning. I don't know if you heard about this from the Associated Press. Virginia Tech students still on edge after the deadly shooting in U.S. history got another scare Wednesday morning as police SWAT gear with weapons drawn swarmed Burris Hall, which houses the president's office. What was going on there, and why have we heard no follow-up on that? The threat of suspicious activity turned out to be unfounded, said Virginia State Police spokeswoman Corrine Geller. And the building was reopened, but the students were rattled, said Taryn Wingler Perry, a junior from Wisconsin. Quote, they were just screaming, get off the sidewalks. They seemed very confused about what was going on. They were just trying to get people organized. One officer was seen escorting a woman out, telling her, quote, it's okay, it's okay. What the hell happened there? That's the president's office. SWAT team swarming the president's office Wednesday morning at Virginia Tech. And she said basically the police were screaming, get off the sidewalks. They seemed confused about what was going on. Well, they didn't threaten to shoot any students on Wednesday, but Monday was a different story. Then again, we don't know if it's the same police. Now, here you've got a comment from the state police person indicating it was the state police who conducted this little raid. What were they looking for, I wonder? Interesting that we've not heard any more about that. Governor Tim Kaine said he will appoint a panel at the university's request to review authorities' handling of the disaster. Parents and students have bitterly complained that the university should have locked down immediately after the first burst of gunfire and did not do enough to warn people. Kaine warned against making snap judgments. Is that a snap judgment? Oh, my son/daughter was killed on the campus because the police didn't lock down the campus after the first execution of two students. They didn't search the apartment on campus, okay, the dormitory room on campus of the person that they had already suspected of calling in bomb threats the week before, who they already knew had the police visit him three times, had fellow students complain about him to the campus police, had teachers complain about him to the campus police, but they didn't do anything. They didn't lock it down. They didn't search his apartment. They would have caught him. They would have caught him had they gone directly to his dorm room. They didn't do so. But, of course, the governor of Virginia is saying, don't make snap judgments. He also said he had, quote, nothing but loathing for those who take the tragedy and make it their political hobby horse to ride, end quote. So he's saying, you better not make this, better not politicize this. Well, we'll see about that, Governor Kaine, when it's time for your opportunity to run for re-election. Kaine, TBS's The Early Show Wednesday, quote, I'm satisfied the university did everything that they needed to do with the heat on the table. Nobody has this in the playbook. There's no manual on this. Yet, the week before, they had evacuated students, John, and in August of this year, the first day of school, they had done it just fine then as well. So you be the judge, I guess. Stay with us. We're back in minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Its health coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans. They're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it cleaned really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was a scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in naturopathic time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopath healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our 100 exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, folks. I'm glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, and what can I say? Amazing stuff here with all this. You know, I haven't even finished stories yet, and I probably won't tonight, but a couple of interesting ones. I heard about this gal, maybe did not. MSNBC.com had this on the 19th. Said Regina Rode to Matt on the Today Show, quote, "It's going to take time. People are living minute by minute, not able to cope with everything. Eventually, it becomes hour by hour, week by week. It takes a lot of time." Says Rode knows 8 years ago she was a freshman at Column High School in Colorado when two classmates, Eric Harris, Dylan Klebold, came to the teeth and bent on murder. She was in the cafeteria. The epicenter of the attack was one of the lucky ones who managed to escape the building even before the first calls went out to police. 12 students died in the assault. So this gal, she went to school, high school at Columbine High School. during the shooting, in the cafeteria when it happened, and then she decided to attend Virginia Tech University, and she was there when all that happened, too. Amazing.
Can I say something really
quick? Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Weigh in, Thomas, by all means.
This just screams. Okay, if you know this woman, don't go around her if it's
That's a bad situation.
I'm don't go with her on an airplane. Don't do that. Don't go with her in like a high building. Don't go around her. And as a matter of fact, I would just stay clear of her, period. I would just really stay clear of this woman because apparently she draws really bad disasters towards her. So, yeah, watch what she does. Wherever she goes, stay away from her.
Yeah.
I think the feds need to watch this woman because it seems like wherever she goes, bad things happen.
I'm telling you, man. You hear about lightning not striking twice. Well, here you go.
There it is.
Yeah, that's a...
Wow. So I'm So if you're in there,
but you know what, you could say it's incredibly good luck because she was in the, you know, basically two awful situations and survived them both.
Yeah. I still say stay away from her. All you out there, please just, yeah, that's pretty scary. That's like weird, eerie, kind of scary. You know, okay. I mean, if I was a roommate, I'd be like, wait a minute, you were in Columbine, and I'm here now in Virginia Tech, and they just had it. Yeah, I'm staying away from you.
I'm requesting.
I need another roommate immediately now.
So. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I can't argue with that. Certainly, there are going to be people, you know, looking at, you know, being relatively superstitious about something like this. So I don't know. But yeah, it is intriguing. Anyway, speaking of high strangeness, this story was exposed as well starting Wednesday. SeattleTimes.com is where I'd first seen it. Here it says, "All at once, the world went searching for the meaning of Ismail Axe. These two words, written in ink on one arm of Cho Sung Hu, the 23-year-old Virginia Tech suspected of the campus shooting spree, set off a massive internet hunt by the public Tuesday for clues as to what might have motivated the nation's worst mass killings. Almost as soon as Chicago Tribune's website reported the detail, which was then picked up by news organizations around the world, the blogosphere filled with theories about the possible meaning of Ismail Axe. Hundreds of bloggers speculate on a link to Islam or to literature. Thousands offered their opinions, and millions read the commentaries, according to Technorati.com. Technorati.com, a website that tracks the blogosphere, said that by late afternoon Tuesday, there were nearly 300 blog posts regarding Ismail Axe. One popular theory comes from a story in the Quran, the holy book of Islam, about Ibrahim and his son Ismail. This theory picked up speed because many bloggers wondered if the shootings could be related to terrorism. In Islam, Ibrahim is known as the father of the prophets, and upset that people in his hometown still worship idols and not Allah, he smashed all but one statue in the local temple with an axe. Ibrahim's son is Ismail, who became a prophet. Ibrahim is Arabic for Abraham, plays a significant role in Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. Two theories come from literature where Ismail is spelled Ishmael. In one, tied to James Fenimore Cooper's novel The Prairie, Ishmael Bush is known as an outlawed warrior according to an essay written in 1969 by William Goetzman, a University of Texas history professor. In Cooper's book, quote, "Bush carries the prime symbol of evil, the spoiler's axe," the professor wrote. Also, the narrator from Moby Dick, Ishmael, is considered an enigma who is well-educated yet considers his time on a whaling ship worthy of time at Yale or Harvard, according to an educational site, sparknotes.com. Cho was an English major at Virginia Tech. Other theories speculate that Ismail Axe could be a reference to Cho's nickname on a video gaming site, or it is a misspelling of the Turkish hip-hop artist Ismail YK. So that is an intriguing angle to explore. I don't know about it, but in the course of digging around, I did find this, which I thought was intriguing. This is from whatdoesitmean.com, posted on Thursday. Okay? Here's what Sor Shafal had to say. Again, it's translated from Russian, so it's a little choppy, but I will read it nonetheless. Another violent episode in this latest chapter of The American People is being written with the shocking death of 32 teachers and students by the hand of a violent young South Korean-American student named Cho Sung-hu, who also died in the shocking tragedy by taking his own life. As the American people search for answers as to how this horrible event could have taken place, and from the perspective of having achieved among all the world's peoples violent society on Earth, the main clue perhaps for the actions of Cho Sung-hu may lie in the final cryptic message he left behind, written in red ink on his arm, simply saying, "Ismail Axe." According to reports from the South Korean Buddhist authorities, the name written on the arm of Cho Sung-hu, Ismail Axe, is an anagram for Salami, or Salome XI. And as deciphered according to the ancient texts of the unique Buddhist shamanic religion, is practiced only in ancient Korea. The meaning of Salome comes from the Italian verb salare, meaning to salt. and is a reference to salt on the earth, which refers to the practice of spreading salt on fields to make them able of being used for crop growing. This was done in ancient times at the end of some wars as an extremely punitive scorched earth tactic. Also be construed as environmental warfare, in essence. Anyway, the Latin symbol for the number 11, or XI, is the reference used by Cho Sung Hu to identify his authority to salt the earth, as this is the number ascribed by both ancient and modern numerologists alike to great artists, religious leaders, prophets, and leading figures in history, and is considered to be the, quote, highest of all numbers, end quote. A further clue left behind by Cho Sung Hu lies in the ancient mythology of his ancient Korean homeland, and wherein he believed it was right to be Shin, or godlike, divine supernatural, as is evidenced by the reports in Western media stating his, quote, religious devotion to a song titled Shine, which was performed by a musical group called Collective Soul. Again, that song has nothing whatsoever on this, but, you know, they tried connection here, and I don't see it. To the simplicity of Cho Sung Hu, used knowledge of his homeland's ancient religion to convey to those with understanding the greater meaning for actions, there is no doubt. To his belief, however, that his actions would indeed be salting the earth against a people and a culture he so despised where their future destruction remains a distinct possibility. And I think that's a fairly good assessment. I don't know if you thought it right. Salting the earth is the inability for a society to provide for itself through food. In this situation, it would be the inability of the continuation of society because of the execution of children. And it's very interesting. As history has too often shown us, the American people, once over their initial shock of this terrible massacre, will begin the institution of new and draconian measures designed to keep themselves safe from the madmen of this world and from which past events have resulted in their virtual police state. So bravo for Sorcha Fall to bring that up. To there, the Americans now turning their once great universities into virtual prisons for their children, there is sadly no doubt. And which of them has to ask who will be the finer victor of this tragic episode? Cho Sung Hu, who obviously envisioned his actions having this exact effect upon all American students whom he hated and despised, or the truest victims of this outrage, the dead and wounded, who on one sunny spring day in America learned firsthand the damaging effects their culture does indeed have upon some people. Well, first of all, it wasn't a sunny spring day. It was snowing. But then again, it's immaterial. So the markings that he had on his body, I think, are very, very interesting angle. And I don't know that they'll be explained quite thoroughly. They do bear some exploration. So if you've not heard that, you may know more about this than I do. But I do find it intriguing that, and again, probably a number of things we haven't been told. The claims of pedophilia, which I think are interesting. Number 33, which I think is interesting. And it just goes on and on and on. So there are a lot of connections and things in this very, very convoluted and incomplete story that I think bears some scrutiny, and we've tried to do that a little bit here tonight. But anyway, that's the conclusion of that news segment. But there's plenty more. Obviously, the backlash against the media, I think, is very noteworthy as well. Now, it says here on April 18th, MSNBC.com, sometime after he killed two people in a Virginia University dormitory, but before he slaughtered 30 more in a classroom Monday morning, Cho Sung-hu sent NBC News a rambling communication and video about his grievances, the network said Wednesday. Network officials turned the material over to the FBI and said they would not immediately disclose its contents beyond characterizing the material as quote-unquote disturbing. It included written communication photographs and video. All right, so stay with us. We're going to knock out some commercials here, and then we'll be back with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.
In the United States, it is now estimated over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with many people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Service is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,000 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
Earnmoneyathome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. Earnmoneyathome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I'm doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, just war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It's great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit soleilwellness.com. That's O-L-A-Y wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me!
I got it. Welcome back. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Willen. Glad you're here. We are finishing a very, very in-depth look at this situation Monday. And, of course, the media is getting pounded on this now, and I love it because they're being exposed for exactly what they are, which is simply tragedy horrors. So this one from Reuters came out Thursday. Some members of the family of victims killed at Virginia Tech University canceled their interviews with NBC Thursday because the network aired video and photographs of the killer that it received in the mail. Said NBC Today Morning program co-host Meredith Vieira, quote, "We had planned to speak to some family members of victims this morning, but they killed their appearances because they were upset with NBC for airing the images." I mean, of course, the package that Cho had sent to NBC with his photographs, his videos, and the writings. Timestamp between the 2 hours, by the way. So, you know, he was at his apartment, he was leaving notes and different things like that. He was filming clips and all that stuff. They could have caught him, but they did not. Well, NBC acknowledged the material from Cho was likely devastating to the victims' families, and its news division was split over where the material. NBC President Steve Capus defended the Seducer, arguing it only showed a small amount of the images they received. Oh, we only gave him the attention he wanted a little bit. He said on MSNBC, quote, "This is, I think, as close as we will ever come to being inside the mind of a killer, and I thought it needed to be released. Pretty much every single news organization around the world has made the same decision, that it was appropriate to release information." Yeah, so everybody in the media agrees, because they all answer to the same master. So, yeah, that's why we did it. April 19th, AP. With the backlash developing against the media for airing sickening pictures from Virginia Tech shooter Cho Sung-hoo, Fox News Channel said Thursday it would stop airing the footage. Other networks said they would severely limit the use. Well, that's a relief. Fox says, quote, "Since you changed your mind," end quote. That was their call. ABC News spokesman Jeffrey Schneider said, quote, "It has value as breaking news, but then becomes particularly pornographic as it is just repeated ad nauseum," and which is why they did it. President of CNN, John Klein, said this, quote, "As breaking news, it's pertinent to understand why this was done. Then once the public has seen the material and digested it, then it's fair to say, how should we be showing it? I think it's to the credit of news organizations that they're dialing back," end quote. Yes, bravo, news organizations, for dialing back the pornographic images that you're showing. That's what they said it's equivalent to, right? April 19th, also ABC News. The media frenzy at the Virginia Tech campus building in Blacksburg, Virginia, has spurred resentment among family and friends who continue to try to mourn for the victims of Monday's shooting. Anti-media signs have been spotted around campus as the relationship between the community and the media becomes increasingly strained. But what is the media when they see signs like, "Media, stay away, leave us alone to grieve and heal"? Then what does the media do? Well, they just focus the camera on those signs and go, "Look, they're trying to grieve and heal." What is this, a nature video? Notice the gazelle as he approaches the water, unaware of the crocodile's waiting jaws. That's what they're doing. This is reality TV for them. Students have been handing out a flyer that reads the following, quote, "We are Hokie Nation, and we need to mourn and heal. We need each other. He has taken advantage of our situation and are exploiting us for their own sensationalism. We will not tolerate the abuse. We love our community far too much to stand for this anymore. We, the students of Virginia Tech, are asserting ourselves. We are taking back our campus. All media, with respect for Hokie Nation, will no longer attack our administration. They will no longer hound our students. Leave us to heal. Leave us to ourselves. Hokie Nation needs to be united. Return our campus to us," end quote. For them, for realizing that they're being exploited, that's exactly what they've been. Anybody, like I said yesterday, got the sad music and the showing clips of the students who died and their images and their little date that they died, and it's people reminiscing, oh, so-and-so was very creative and so-and-so was very funny and so-and-so was very charming and so-and-so was very talented and so-and-so was very whatever. How can the victims get past it? The survivors, okay, I should say, how can they get past it when they're constantly having it eulogized, you know, in their face nonstop? And the very fact that they bought into it in the first place, you know, just out there giving statements and things like that, I don't know. It's problematic because it does set a trend. You're going to, in a body of 20,000, you're going to find people who want to talk to the media, okay? The fact it says, "Stop attacking our administration," though, somebody needs to. On Thursday, ABC News Radio received a call from an unidentified woman claiming to be a Virginia Tech student who requested producers to, quote, "remove coverage of the story," end quote. During Wednesday's campus prayer time, the media maintained its high profile. Reacting to the media's presence at the event, one student blogger wrote, quote, "One very frustrating thing about the prayer time on the drill was the overwhelming presence of the media. The cameramen were attempting to be respectful, but how can you pray when a strange man is poking a camera in your face and holding a boom mic over your head? It was incredibly distracting, to say the least," end quote. Well, that's right on point. But the media has not only complicated the healing process, the sheer size of its presence has taxed the college, campus administrators, and the broader community. News and television crews have housed themselves in Blacksburg's hotels, making it difficult for those traveling to be with loved ones or to find available space. The parents of one wounded student, Kevin Stern, expressed gratitude to local people in their home to them when there was no room at an inn Tuesday night because the media had booked all the rooms. Virginia Tech spokesman Larry Hinkler reminded an audience of reporters their sheer number did create hurdles. So it's very, very interesting, and I think it sums up sort of where we've gone in this whole news segment. Even though we didn't quite get to finish, there's always going to be more time. But what I'm saying is, at the beginning, we talked about the shooting at NASA, the anniversary of Columbine. We talked about the one in Bath Township in Michigan and how these things are connected to a certain degree, but also quite disparate. They have a lot of differences. The murder of 47 children in Bath Township, and some adults too, I understand, was obviously not motivated by films or video games or music or any of that stuff that they blamed on Columbine. And I think it's safe to say that you can't blame that stuff for any of these things. But we did talk about how the media sensationalism of the event has inspired copycat incidents, whether real or just to grab attention. They've succeeded in doing that because of the exploitation of this. Now, where's it going to go? Gun control? Who knows? Just have to watch and see. Have yourselves a spectacular weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poison. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence session. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter first. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods.